High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Center in Ball City at Sacred Heart School. Not Randy Goodfield, the guy next to you here tonight at Sacred Heart, as we bring you four rated basketball teams going at it tonight. It's Johnson Brock at Ball City Sacred Heart. In the girls' game, the Johnson Brock girls come in 13-1, ranked number four in Class D1. They're only lost the opener of the season, and they have won everything since that time, 13 in a row. For Ball City Sacred Heart, now 13-2 on the year. They are ranked number one in Class D2 this week. Top-ranked Pirates, number one in D2 this week, 13-2. They've not lost since right after Christmas. They lost back-to-back days out at the Freeman Sports Holiday Tournament. In the boys' game tonight, same two schools, obviously. Johnson Brock, now 14-0 on the air, ranked number one in Class D1, where they have been throughout the season. They have now won 22 consecutive games dating back to last year. Ball City Sacred Heart, ranked number seven this week in Class D2. They have 9 wins and 6 losses on the season. Do the Irish coming off a couple in a row. They beat Pawnee City last Friday and beat the Southern High Raiders earlier this week out at Wymore. Two teams getting teed up for basketball next week when the Pioneer Conference Tournament will get underway, with games next week at Diller as well as also, as I should say, Riddell at HTRS and at Southern next week with semifinals and finals will be. It should be exciting basketball here tonight with all these ranked teams going at it. We'll come back and tell you more about the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Row Activity Center. Here we are. Our game tonight is brought to you by Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service. Also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. Take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the visitor, Johnson Brock, for Coach Mitchell Atkinson tonight. He will go with this lineup. It will include 5'8" junior Brooklyn Barrett, averaging 9.8 points per contest. Natalie Knippelmeyer, the 5'8" senior, averaging 8.9 points per game. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, a 5'8" junior, she averages 1.6 points per game. Chloe Weiss averaging 7.1 points per game as a 5'6" junior, and Taryn Ottoman, a 5'11" junior, averaging 18.5 points and 7.3 rebounds per game for the Johnson Brock Eagles coming into tonight's contest. For Fall City State, our coach Luke Sander tonight, the starting five will include 5'8" senior McKinley Shaw. She's averaging 11.4 points per contest, along with 6 rebounds. Avery Sanders, a 5'5" sophomore, averaging 3.8 points per game. Daisy Witt, 5'6" sophomore, averaging 6.3 points per game for the Irish. Also starting tonight will be Hallie Jones. Hallie, a 5'9" freshman, she's averaging 2.4 points and nearly 5 rebounds per game for the Irish. And Gentry Lechtenberg, a 5'9" junior. Lechtenberg averaging 14.9 points and 7.8 rebounds per game on the season for Fall City State at Hart. The Irish 13-2. The Eagles 13-1. They've won 13 straight, and they're trying to get back to the state tournament for the second year in a row. The Irish would like to do the same, get back there and defend last year's state championship. We'll see how it all goes in the postseason. Not very far away here, just a couple of weeks for these games. So the Irish out warming up. Johnson Brock's come over to the sideline to get final instructions from Coach Mitchell Atkinson. The referees tonight, the Gary Pitts, Greg Hart, and also down here, Dave Bryant tonight, officials for this game between Johnson Brock and Fall City State at Hart. So they're doing the welcome and all that good stuff here before we get started with the ball game. So while they're doing that, we'll take one more two-minute break and be back with a tip-off coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Are you ready to kick off a healthier year? We've got the tips to make those New Year's resolutions stick. Tip 1, start small. Break down your big goals into achievable steps. Tip 2, buddy up. Grab a friend or family member to join you on your journey. It's more fun and motivating together. Tip 3, mix it up. Don't get bored. Try new activities to keep things exciting. Lastly, tip 4, celebrate wins. Acknowledge your progress and you'll be more likely to stay on track. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a healthier, happier new year.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the fields for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. The starters to be introduced here to the crowd on hand here tonight. Tomorrow night, it will be basketball on sister station KPNC tomorrow night. The Weeping Water squad coming to Fall City to take on the Tiger Girls and Boys tomorrow night, Girl Boy Doubleheader. That's on sister station KPNC, 1230 a.m. at 107.1 FM tomorrow night down at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Fall City High School. So we invite you to tune that one in tomorrow night on KPNC. The Eagles on the road, dressed in black tonight. Eagles are introduced. Now we are ready for the home team, Irish, to be introduced to the crowd on in. Lots of folks here tonight, as you would expect for these teams. And now we got the final introductions and ready to roll. Johnson Brock, the visitors, they'll go left, right towards the east bucket here in the first half tonight of this game at Fall City Sacred Heart School. Gary Pence will toss the ball up in the middle. Gentry Lechtenberg steps in there against Tara Ottoman for the Eagles. And here we go. The tip will be controlled by Johnson Brock. It goes backcourt to Chloe Weiss. Weiss will bring the ball up the floor. Boone to the left side. Sacred Heart. Looks like they're zoned up at the moment defensively. And Johnson Brock works the ball around side to side. Trying to get inside the three-point line. Weiss off the right side, gets it out of there to Barron. Cross court with a skip pass to Kniffelmeyer on the left side, and now back down to the corner. And out to the top we go. Brooklyn Barron's with it. Barron's to Weiss. They look to post up Ottoman. Down the lane, ball loose, taken away by Sacred Heart. Avery Sando comes out with the basketball, and then she gets fouled. Foul is going to go on... Oh, 30, okay, on Chloe Weiss. First foul of the ball game. So it's going to be Irish basketball. Sacred Heart will bring it up the floor. To the front, now Sando on the right side. Now moving around the left, and McKinley Shaw, lone senior on the Irish team. Holding it back out to D.C. Witt against his own defense here, applied by Johnson Brock. Down low on the baseline, Jones gives in the middle to Lechtenberg. Now swinging around right side. Sando gets bumped, picks up her dribble, swinging around the side. Good defense by both teams to start the ball game. Lechtenberg gets the ball into the paint, dribbles in, pops it out of there. Sando dribbles down to the baseline. Her shot is rejected out of there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She gets the block, and it's going to be Sacred Heart basketball. Shull will trigger in the baseline. Lechtenberg, top of the key, working down with the floater and lost the ball. Turns it over, taken away by Johnson Brock. Through traffic, left hand off the mark, no good by Brooklyn Barron. Grabs up her own rebound. And now Ottoman, left side Barron, beyond the three-point line. Ottoman for a long three, and cuts it down from the left side. Three-pointer for Terrence Ottoman, and Johnson Brock takes the early lead in the ball game, 3-0. Sacred Heart throws it over the top, up the floor it goes, and a whistle and a foul as the ball heads up the floor. Foul will go on Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her first, team foul number two of the quarter. So now it will be the Irish inbound to the midcourt circle. It is Daisy Witt with the basketball. Witt hangs on to it, moves left with the ball. Now Lechtenberg in the middle. Shoal from 12 up, off the rim, no. Rebound kept alive. Lechtenberg with it for Sacred Heart. Takes it back out to Daisy Witt. Witt on the left side, now to Lechtenberg. Makes a move toward the baseline from the wing, now reverses back. Gives it again to Witt. Right side, Sando with it. The Irish don't take a lot of three-point shots. Witt holds it over to Sando on the right side, well beyond the three-point line. Back to Witt. Free throw line, Lechtenberg dribble, stops, pops, got it. First two of the night for the Irish, and it's 3-2. The lead to Johnson Brock. To the front court, Barron's in through traffic, leaves it short. Rebound, Barron's ends up with it underneath, and now we're going to have a held ball. Barron's got tied up there, but believe Hallie Jones and or Lechtenberg. And already in possession, it goes to the Irish. Full court pressure now by Johnson Brock into Lechtenberg. She handles it well off the shawl. Off the left side, stops. Goes cross court. Witt holds it right side to the circle. Now it dribbles back. Comes cross to the left side. With it now will be McKinley Shawl. Shawl will hold it. Works left side. Lechtenberg, rather that's Witt. No, it's Lechtenberg. Now it's Witt on the right side. Long three up. Too strong, no good. And Natalie Knippelmeyer comes down with a loose ball rebound up the floor to Bice. Skips it over on the left side to Barron. Leaves it back in the three-pointer up and good. Natalie Knippelmeyer. And it's 6-2, Johnson Brock, as they hit a pair of trays to start the ball game. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Witt up the floor, 3-on-3, slows down, waits for help. Now Shoal down the lane she goes, floats it up on the rim, two hops, no. Rebound grabbed and thrown out of there by Knippelmeyer. And we get a whistle as the ball is tipped out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. Into the game for the Eagles comes Daly Pelican, a 5'6 freshman. No, Pelican is in now for Johnson Brock. But now it will be Daisy Wood, the inbound to Shawl, or from Shawl. Back to McKinley Shawl. She'll work the ball against his own defense to the top. Passes off, gets right back into the post. Lechtenberg, high post, dribbles down out to Sando. 15-footer, right baseline, up and good for the Irish sophomore. And it's now 6-4. 6-4, Johnson Brock. Out top with the ball now. Brooklyn Barons again. Off it goes to Pelican. Right side works the ball to Bice. Bice will hold it, move around. Bice into the paint, leaves it back now for Knippelmeyer. Now off it goes. Pelican dribbles in, cut off, lost the ball, picked up there by her teammate, by Barron. Brooklyn Barron down the lane, through traffic over the front with a scoop. It's up, it's good. So Barron puts her squad up by 4, and the Irish inbound against the pressure. Witt now over. Shawl dribbles to the front court for Sacred Heart. Back around, we go to the other side. D.C. Witt with the basketball. Pass across. 8-4, Johnson Brock. Lechtenberg goes baseline. Reverse on the rim, no. Rebound comes down. Hallie Jones had it. She came down, lands on her back, and hit her head when she hit the floor. Now she's up, headed up the floor. Not moving real good yet. She hit the back of her head pretty hard. She's holding that to see. Ball is knocked out of bounds. We've got a foul on the Irish on Gentry Lechtenberg. That'll be her first foul of the game on the Irish. And at the line, shooting two, Daly Pelican. Free throw up and good, and the lead is now 5. A 5-point advantage here for the Eagles. 2:50 to go. Second up and good, and the lead is 6. The Leah team has really turned it over a whole lot here, one each so far. Up the floor, Lechtenberg to the right side of the lane, passes it off back on the left side to Witt. Irish down by 6, 10-4. Left side, it is a 3-ball for Lechtenberg, won't go. Rebound grabbed up and on the run to Knippelmeyer. Off the right side, tried to hit Bice, they couldn't connect, and the ball goes back over to the Irish now. So it will be Sacred Heart ball. 2-1-2 zone all the way up the floor, over the top. They give it to Sando, and her pass to Witt, knocked away, stolen, and all the way in, left-hand layup, up and good for Natalie Knippelmeyer. She's got 5, the lead at 8 for the Eagles. Timeout, Sacred Heart. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4. Johnson Brock with an 8-point advantage over Chapin Hart here with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Irish basketball. McKinley Shaw fires it down to the right corner on the baseline. It'll go to Santos. He'll bounce it across the lane. Lexenberg shot up, no good. Hallie Jones follows it up. Can't connect. Her shot blocked. And here come the Eagles the other way. Ottoman with it. Out top. Get the ball around, and now a three-pointer on the right side. Too strong, no good by Daly Pelican. Rebound out of bounds. Nobody got control of it. It's off the Eagles out of bounds. Chapin Hart basketball. So the Irish have it with a minute 49 to go here in quarter number one. Lechtenberg will walk it up, now throw it to the baseline to Santa. She misses from 10 feet. Rebound grabbed up by Daly Pelican, and she heads out it over the dribble. She's grabbed and fouled. That's going to be on Avery Santo. Her first team foul, number 2 on Chapin Hart. So Hallie Jones comes to the bench for the Irish. Into the ballgame comes Dorothy Krause, 5'6" freshman. Again, the Irish still playing without Sadie Chisel, a normal starter, out with a shoulder injury tonight. Ottoman three ball, left side of the circle, around the rim, won't go. Rebound McKinley Shaw. Shaw out of there to Lechtenberg on the right side. Pushes up to the free throw line. Out to Witt for three. Right side up and good. D.C. Witt with a triple. And now it's a 5-point game. It was 8, now it's 5. Weiss with the ball out to Buckmeyer down to the right side. Gives the ball out on the rim. It popped and hung on the rim for Chloe Weiss. Would not go. Rebound to Nippelmeyer, her fourth already. In traffic, the scoop off the glass, around the rim of the glass, up and good for Chloe Weiss. And it's 14-7, 45 seconds left, first quarter. Lechtenberg to Shoal, right side, back over, her pass stolen away. Johnson Brock moving it up the floor. In traffic, left hand, up the little 13-foot jumper, up and good for Natalie Nippelmeyer. And she's got 7, and that's the biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock now at 9. Throw it down to the baseline to Sando. The defense comes to her in a hurry with 20 seconds to go. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Daly Pelican, the freshman. Her first team foul, number 3, on Johnson Brock. Back in Brooklyn Barron. Pelican will sit down. But now inbounding the basketball, McKinley Shaw. Sando, cross court, Witt. Left side of the circle, back over to Shaw. 11 on the clock, into Lechtenberg, down the left side, the left hand won't go. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. Weiss up the floor, bump, 3 on the clock. 3-pointer on the way, up and good. Natalie Nippelmeyer with a triple at the buzzer gives her 10. And after 1, it's Johnson Brock, 19, Chapin Hart 7. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. Johnson Brock with a 12-point advantage here after one quarter tonight at the Rural Activity Center. Eagle basketball, and with it, Taryn Ottoman, the junior. 5'11" off the right side. Knippelmeyer with 10 points already. A couple of triples and a couple of twos. Johnson Brock works the ball around the Irish zone. Into the middle they go, and it's Weiss down the middle. Shot up, no good. Hallie Jones with the rebound for Chapin Hart. In the backcourt, Lechtenberg double team. Need help. losing her balance, and a push foul will be called on Weiss. Chloe Weiss called for her second foul. First foul of quarter number two against the Eagles. Weiss will come out of the ball game. She'll be replaced in the lineup now by Daly Pelican again, 5'6" freshman. But now bringing the ball up the floor is going to be Gentry Lechtenberg. Off the left side, McKinley Schull into Jones. Hallie Jones back out top. Lechtenberg fires left side for Witt. Swing it around, and Schull drives to the lane on the iron. Up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman ahead up the floor now to Knippelmeyer in the paint. Left-hand layup attempt is no good by Barron. Rebound, McKinley Schull, and here come the Irish the other way. Lechtenberg, left side of the circle, beyond the three-point line. Left wing, Witt, back out top to Lechtenberg. A lot of contact, no whistle. Lechtenberg in the paint, off the iron, up and back through. And Lechtenberg at her second hoop. And now it's 19-9, 30-second timeout by the Eagles. And we're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shatomuki Kid Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 5th, the 6-week camp teaches your 4 to 6-year-old the basics of Taekwondo and a simple, effective bully defense, and boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shatomuki Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts. 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
10-point lead for Johnson Brock in a girls game here tonight on Sunny 101.3. We've got 6:46 to go in the first half of our ball game. And up the floor with it comes Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock. Throw the ball to the left side now to Buckmeyer. Back it comes around the right side. Into the game is Lady Knippelmeyer, a 5'6" senior for the Eagles. Drive in the lane and a foul. Daly Pelican drives in, and the foul will be on Sager Hart. It's going to be on Hallie Jones for the block, her first. Team foul number one of the quarter on Sager Hart. Oh, Daly Pelican at the line. Freshman at the line. 2 for 2 so far. And now, with a friendly bounce or two on the rim, 3 for 3. 20-9 for Johnson Brock. The Eagles ready again. Second one on the way up, and no. Rebound tip. Ottoman takes it away from the Irish. Aaron Ottoman with the rebound. Now it comes. Brooklyn Barron. Passes off, gets it back. Pelican. Whoops. They're right between two teammates. They were looking at each other, and they both moved opposite directions. The ball went right where they were both standing a moment before. So now it will be Irish ball against the pressure again. Lechtenberg bounce pass forward to Witt. Try to double her. It falls away. She comes off left side for Lechtenberg. Driving to the baseline. Pulls up. Shoots too strong. Rebound is grabbed and taken down by Buckmeyer. And here come the Eagles the other way. Barron's with it. Looks right side. Now down in the corner again for Laney to Knippelmeyer. Skip pass across, tipped away. Barron recovers for Johnson Brock. Now Ottoman between the circles. Off it comes, right side, and a three-pointer up in the corner, and good for Laney Knippelmeyer. 5'9" senior. And now it's 23-9. Johnson Brock by 14. Ball knocked loose by Knippelmeyer. Stolen away. Here comes Barron the other way. Barron through traffic, right side layup, he's good. And Luciano is seeing enough. He's down by 16, and we are back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
25-9, Johnson Brock out to a quick start, a big lead there against St. Hart in the first half. St. Hart's got just 2 points here in the second quarter so far. Johnson Brock led 19-7 after one quarter here tonight. Boys game will follow this one a bit later on tonight. Irish will have the basketball. Johnson Brock will be putting pressure on here. McKinley Schull will trigger in for the baseline for the Irish. Get it in the backcourt to Lechtenberg. Has moved to the point for this one tonight. Up the floor to the front court. Now from behind, she's bumped into and a foul on Brooklyn Behrens. Ran into Lechtenberg from behind. Her first team foul number two on Johnson Brock here in the second quarter. Shaw will inbound to Lechtenberg near midcourt. She'll fire right side Witt for three from the right corner. No. Rebound out of bounds. They say it goes off the hands of Lainey Knippelmeyer. She and Hallie Jones were battling for it. And now it will be Scholl to inbound. Looks. Comes into Witt on the right side of the floor. Man-to-man defense now by Johnson Brock out top. Behrens on the ball. And now off the floor and a foul, a push foul. A pick is set by Hallie Jones. She is ran into by Daly Pelican, who picks up her second foul. She ran into and through Hallie Jones. And it's three team fouls apiece here in the second quarter. 4:40 to go in the period. Scholl skips it over to Santo. Avery back it goes to Witt. To Scholl. Scholl bounced into the high post. Lechtenberg spins triple team, able to split defenders and put it up and in. Lechtenberg with six. And now Johnson Brock will throw the ball to the corner at the other end. And now they'll throw it away, and the Irish get the ball off the Eagle turnover. Out of the game, Lainey Knippelmeyer replaced in there by starter Brooklyn Buckemeyer. And the press is on. Not a hard pushing press, but Scholl coming up the floor trying to make the pass and got an extra step there before she could get rid of the ball. And traveling will turn the ball back over to the Eagles at the 4:16 mark of this first half. In the backcourt, it goes to Pelican. Press works it up the floor now to Behrens. Behrens in the paint, down the lane, right hand scoop, picks up, it's good. Six for Brooklyn Behrens. The lead is back up to 16 again. And the ball knocked loose. Scholl able to recover it. Throws it forward to Hallie Jones. She'll give it to Lechtenberg. Left side, left hand, won't go. Rebound grabbed up, coming out of there with it. Ottoman, she can handle it too. In the middle, off balance, up, traveling. It's called. Bucket went, but it was after the travel for Natalie Knippelmeyer that time. And the Irish gets the ball on the turnover with 3:47 to go in the first half. Daisy Witt in the backcourt, left side, throws it back to Scholl. She'll throw it over the top. Sando up the ladder to get it in the free throw area. Lechtenberg back to Sando for three. It's good in the right corner. Avery Sando with a triple. And the lead is now 13 for Johnson Brock. To the front we go with it. Brooklyn Behrens holds it off now to Pelican. Pelican's pass out top, stolen away, taken away by the Irish. It was McKinley Scholl with a steal. She got up inside the three-point line, threw a bounce pass across to Lechtenberg, and Lechtenberg will be fouled by Natalie Knippelmeyer as she went to get the ball. Knippelmeyer will pick up her first. Chloe Weiss comes in for Daly Pelican, the freshman who has two fouls. So the Irish will trigger from the baseline. Scholl in. Lechtenberg out to Sando. Witt trying to get in the right corner. They can't get her the ball. Now Scholl has it. Now she'll fire it over there to her. Three ball up and good. Nothing but the bottom of the hole that time for Casey Witt. Her second triple of the ball game. And the lead is now down to 10 for the Irish. Or for Johnson Brock. The Irish cut into the lead. Excuse me. Behrens to Weiss. Chloe dribbles out. Gives it back to Brooklyn Behrens. Used up the dribble, comes cross court into the hand of Knippelmeyer. Now to Weiss, head and shoulder fake, backing up, now toward the midcourt. Gets the ball away to Buckmeyer. Barron down the lane, through traffic, tried to scoop it, whistle, and a foul. On the arm is D.C. Witt. Witt with the foul, that'll be D.C.'s first foul. Team foul number two of the Irish. I can't put three along. I was looking at the timeout. There's two fouls on the Irish this quarter. Free throw line, and the free throw rattles out of there for Brooklyn Barron. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. Her first trip to the line tonight. Barron's ready. Left-hander ready. It's on the way. It's up. It's off the back. No good. And McKinley Still grabs up the board for the Irish. Throws up the four. Witt with a nice one-handed catch. Leaves it back. Scholl for three. Partially blocked. Good job by Barron. Ball in the backcourt. Loose. Now picked up in the backcourt by Johnson Brock Buckmeyer. Throws it ahead. Barron dribbles in, leaves it out. Ottoman three ball from right out in front. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound McKinley Scholl, and they attack her like sharks with blood in the water. And it's taken away by Johnson Brock. The Eagles with the steal and a foul on Lechtenberg trying to steal it back. Gentry picks up her second. Team foul number three on the Irish. 1:54 left in the first half. Lechtenberg will sit down with a two foul for 1:54. Back in the ball game is Dorothy Krause for Sacred Heart. Bring it in to Brooklyn Barron. Driving up, backing, spinning into the paint. Split defender as she traveled to the basketball. Forced the action too much that time. And it will be Sacred Heart ball in the backcourt. Daisy Wood with the ball. Scholl, her pass tipped. Scholl, oh, it came up off the floor, and it hit Knippelmeyer right in the cheek. She regained control of it, throws to the middle, and it's off of the Irish out of bounds underneath the basket. Johnson Brock will inbound from the baseline. 93 seconds to go in the first half. 27-17, Johnson Brock leading. They led by as many as 16 points here in the first half. Lob it out top. Karen Ottoman makes the catch. Right side to Weiss, down in the corner, faking the three and driving is going to be Johnson Brock Buckmeyer. And as she enters the paint, she's fouled by Hallie Jones. Hallie picks up her second, team foul number four of the quarter. And at the line will be Brooklyn Buckmeyer. First trip to the line, free throw off the back, no good. Johnson Brock not had a good quarter to the free throw line. And missed four of five here. Hallie Jones sits down with two fouls, replaced in the Irish lineup now by freshman Elise Reschke. Free throw up, short, no good. Rebound brought down by McKinley Scholl. Scholl gets it out of there to Sando up the left side with the left hand. Passes off. Reschke back to Scholl for three from the top. Got it. Scholl with her first point. And all of a sudden, it's now a seven-point lead. Couple of threes in a row for the Irish. Final minute of the first half. The other end, three-pointer off the mark. No good by Lady Knippelmeyer. Offensive rebound, put back, no good by Knippelmeyer, and it's going to be another rebound for Scholl. Scholl ahead, Reschke back to Scholl. Top of the key, off to Witt with 41 seconds to go. Scholl moves to the high post of the free throw line now with Lechtenberg out of the ball game. Irish moving the ball. Witt backs up into the midcourt circle, holding it. 24 seconds. The defense comes out after. Now to Krause. Back to Witt. Over to Krause again. Down the right side. In the middle to the post with it. Scholl. 13 on the clock. Back out to Witt. She'll reset. They chase. And her pass stolen. Taken away by Johnson Brock. Ottoman with the steal. Ahead it goes to Barron. And a whistle and a foul on the shot on the Irish. Sager foul on Avery Sando. And she becomes the third player for the Irish with two fouls in the ball game. Barron's at the line, 0 for 2. in the game. Up, got that one. He now got 7 points in the game. Allie Jones back in the ball game, also into the game as Lechtenberg again with 3.2 seconds to go. Both with a couple of fouls there. Free throw up and no. Rebound, Hallie Jones to Rousen for Sacred Heart. And gets away to McKinley Scholl. That's your into the first half. It is Johnson Brock, 28. Ball City Sacred Heart, 20. And our girls game, 28-20 at halftime. Johnson Brock with the lead. We'll take a 2 minute timeout and be back with a look at the first half numbers on Sunny 101.3.
Marlin City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime our girls game here at the Real Activity Center in Falls City tonight. Our halftime numbers brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC, it's close to home, yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring, Johnson Brock, 28, Sacred Heart, 20. For Johnson Brock in the first half, we have 7 points for Brooklyn Barons. 3 for Daly Pelican off the bench, all in free throw line. Natalie Knippelmeyer had 10 all in the first quarter. 2 points for Chloe Weiss, 3 for Taryn Otto. Got the scoring start with a 3-pointer in the first part of the game. And Laney Knippelmeyer has 3. Johnson Brock, 2 for 7 at the free throw line in the first half. Foul trouble for Johnson Brock, Chloe Weiss, and Daly Pelican with 2 apiece. For the Irish tonight, leading the way, Gentry Lechtenberg with 6 points. Daisy Witt with 6 and a couple of triples. 5 for Avery Sando, and 3 for McKinley Scholl. The Irish have not been in the free throw line yet in this game. No free throw attempts for the Irish in tonight's ball game so far. Foul for the Irish. 2 apiece. Allie Jones has 2. Gentry Lechtenberg has 2. And Avery Sando has 2 so far in the ballgame. Nobody with more than 2 fouls for either team so far in the ballgame. So, again, our halftime numbers brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC is close to home yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. 28-20, the Johnson Brock Eagle Girls, ranked number 4 in D1, leading top-ranked class D2 team, Sacred Heart, at halftime, 28-20. We'll take a two-minute break, then we'll check the weather forecast here from Oliver Saunders. Be back here with the second half for doubleheader coming up in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A dense fog advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 31 with fog in spots tonight. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected with fog in spots early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 31. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Game 28-20. The lead to the Johnson Rock Lady Eagles. They've led by as many as 16 a couple of different times in the first half of tonight's ball game. Again, coming up tomorrow night over on Sister Station, BGNC, it will be the Weeping Water squad at Fall City to take on the Tigers tomorrow night. Weeping Water at Fall City. Randy Gazzula, that action, KTNC, 12:30 a.m. and 107.1 FM tomorrow night from the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Next week, we know we'll have games from the Pioneer Conference tournament next week. Johnson Brock girls will come into that tournament as the number two seed. They would play Tuesday at 4:30 at Humboldt against either Sherman or Lewiston. Sacred Heart, the number one seed, will play Tuesday at 6 o'clock against either Tri-County or Pawnee City in that girls portion of the tournament next week. And if the seedings are right, they'll make the championship. But you know how that works. Never can tell. But we'll have games from the Pioneer Conference next week, possibly from the East Central Nebraska Conference tournament as well. We'll see who's winning and how they're going and when they play. Figure it out as we go. Next week, we will have a game Tuesday. Say our boys will play their opening round game in that tournament Tuesday over at Humboldt at 3 in the afternoon. You'll hear that on KTNC. Irish basketball to start quarter number 3. It's Witt to the front of Sando. Bounce pass in. Lechtenberg tries a jump hook, and it's blocked away by Taryn Ottoman. Ottoman blocks it. Bice with it. Ahead it goes up the floor to Natalie Knippelmeyer, and her shot blocked by Lechtenberg. And it's out of bounds off of the Eagles. Sacred Heart ball. Down 8. Little pressure. Lechtenberg up the floor, spins to the front court, into the midcourt circle, and now to McKinley Shaw. Shaw looks around, holds it. Off the other way now, takes to Sando. Avery Sando, left side, with the dribble. Bounce pass back to Shaw. Three ball, loads it. I'm not so sure an Eagle didn't get a finger on that. It came up well short. Yeah, it's going to be Sayer ball. So they got a piece of the shot. Partially blocked out top. And the Irish have it underneath their own bucket. Let's bring it into Witt. Right corner, her pass knocked away. Lechtenberg recovers it. Loose again, now picked up by Sayer, Avery Santo. Santo will hold it. Waits, goes cross court to Shaw. McKinley dribbling on the left side, back to the top to Santo. Over to Shaw. Good quick hand, tipped away there by Natalie Knippelmeyer of Johnson Draw. So the Irish from the side, 28-20, the Eagles lead. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net, mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button and pick KLZA for this game. So your friends, relatives, wherever they want to listen, they can. Into the post, Lechtenberg kicks it out, Witt for three, right side, short, no good. Rebound tipped out by Johnson Brock, away from Jones. Tipped out of there by Knippelmeyer. And it's going to be Irish ball on the baseline. Shaw brings it into Witt. Out top, Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg goes with it. Sando floats one up in the paint. No good. Rebound brought out of there by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer with the rebound coming up the floor. And we have the ball off of who? Off the Irish. Lechtenberg scrapping on the floor with it with Behrens. Right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. And now the Eagles will inbound from in front of their bench. Bring in to Chloe Weiss. Chloe, 5'6" junior. Off the left side, three ball, too short for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Rebound, Ottoman. Karen will bring it out of there. Now back to the top to Weiss. Weiss left side, Ottoman dribbles. And now off it goes again. Shot of the way, 18-footer, no good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound, ends up to Knippelmeyer. And now back out, Ottoman, head and shoulder fake, drives the right side, into the paint she goes, down the lane, and a blocking foul on Hallie Jones. Hallie will pick up her third for Sacred Heart, first foul of the third quarter. So inbounding will be Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. They'll line up free throw line high side to side all the way from one side of the court to the other. And a bounce pass in, knocked away by Stacey Witt. Out of bounds, Eagle basketball. So the Eagles will have it. Weiss will trigger again from the baseline. This time she'll bring a lob in out top to Behrens. Barron's left side with it for Buckmeyer. Back to Barron, dribbles, free throw circle, kicks it back out. Ottoman three ball on the front end. No. Fight for the rebound. Hallie Jones ends up with it from the four players that are wrestling for the basketball. But wrestling's not really right. They're all reaching for it up high. So we come the other way now with the ball. Witt, Sando, inside Lechtenberg, back out. Now back to Lechtenberg, open in the middle, and a soft shot won't go. Rebound to Knippelmeyer on the run up the right side. Cross court to Barron. Barron's left side to Weiss. Loads up a triple. Too strong. Weak side rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. We get a whistle on a foul on the rebound. Foul will go on Brooklyn Buckmeyer. First second. First foul of the third quarter on the Eagles. So now we reset the offense here. Stegart will bring it into the backcourt. Witt up the floor. Santo back to Witt. Looks left. Reverses back over to Santo. Avery Santo to the top. Swinging around and Schultz can't hang on to the pass. A little bit off the side. Can't hang on to it. Out of bounds the ball goes and it belongs to Johnson Brock. On the end line. Now they'll have to come the full length of the floor with the ball. Now they got it, front court, and a three-pointer on the way up, in and out, no good. And it's going to be J.C. Witt with the rebound off of the miss. But there, I believe that was, no, Zonker, I believe that was Barron to put it up. Chloe Weiss called for the foul on the rebound. That's her third, second foul of the quarter. Four and a half to play here in the third quarter. 28-20, we have not scored in the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. Either team has put a point on the board yet. Defense has been pretty good, but not that good. Down on the right side, Witt. They come to her in a hurry. Now to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg looking to back in. Into the paint she goes. Takes it to Ottoman. And Ottoman says, get that out of here. Goes up with the right hand. Blocks it. Ended up just on the outside of town that time. So into the game for Johnson Brock, Brooklyn Buckmeyer again in for Chloe Weiss. McKinley Schull will inbound from the baseline, out to the top to J.C. Witt. Witt around the left side, now a bounce pass into Lechtenberg, down the left side, left hand, can't get her to drop. She sneaks back in, gets the rebound, and puts it back up and in. So Lechtenberg went out of bounds when she took the shot on the layup. Came back in, snuck in there, got that loose ball rebound, able to put it in for two. 28-22, the lead is now six for Johnson Brock. And we got a foul on the Irish. Avery Sando called on the defensive end. First third, team foul number two of the half, and the free throw line is Daly Pelican. Oh, Daly snuck in there on me in that last break. So the freshman into the game, and it's up, it's no good. She's now 3 out of 5 at the line for the Eagles tonight. Pelican gets ready. Sets herself up. It's on the way and good. 3 out of 6 and the lead is back up to 29-22. Pressure defense. Lechtenberg to the front. Brings up without a problem. Off the left side now to McKinley Schull. Schull with just 3 points in the game, a 3-point bucket in the second quarter. Lechtenberg leads the Irish with 8. And Lechtenberg rips the ball away from a defender. Down the lane, right side, can't get it to go. High up on the rebound. Hallie Jones, an aggressive move. The rebound came down in the hands of Knippelmeyer. Hallie Jones reached in there, held on, and said, oh, no, no, I'm going to hold on to this thing. And Knippelmeyer couldn't get away from her, and it will be already possession, Johnson Brock's ball. 3:15 to go in the third. The Eagles lead 29-22. Into Ottoman, left hand hook, no. Rebound Avery Santo. Avery comes out with a left hand dribble to the sideline. Looks for help, gets to McKinley Schull, the senior. Up the board she goes, now backs up with the dribble. Off the right side, D.C. Witt. Witt back to Schull on the left side. Schull, cross court. Oh, too tall for Witt. Well, there's the old thing. You never throw a pass to your coach in a basketball game. And Luke Santos showing the quick hands. Made the catch, but he has used up all of his eligibility. Off the floor comes
the Eagles, Daly Pelican, up and good on the right side. And Taryn Ottoman gets two more, her first two since the first quarter, and the lead is now 9 for Johnson Brock. Come the other way, and we've got a held ball. The Irish took it into the middle. Lechtenberg got tied up. This time, the alternating possession. No points, Sacred Heart's way. Chloe Weiss back in for Johnson Brock. Lobbed the ball in. Lechtenberg makes the catch. Right over the front. It's up and good. Lechtenberg with double figures now has 10, and the lead is down to 7. The other end, Pelican leaves it back. Barron's thought about it, didn't drive down the lane. That is Knippelmeyer, 22, not 2. And drive in, we got a collision. And the ball goes out of bounds off of the Irish, no foul called. Triggered in from the baseline for Johnson Brock. That's Buckmeyer. Bring it in, swing it around the perimeter to Pelican. Pelican to the left side. Three ball up, rattled home for Natalie Knippelmeyer. She's got 13. She had 10 in the first quarter, and now the lead is 10 again. Here's a steal. Weiss drives, shoots the layup. No, got her own rebound. Back up and good. And all of a sudden, the lead is back up to 12. So Chloe Weiss with the steal, a rebound, and a bucket. And it's 36-24. Timeout Irish back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
36-24, the lead to the Johnson Brock Eagles. They are basketball on a throw to the front to Avery Sano. Had to run and make a catch over the shoulder. Looked like a pass thrown by Patrick Mahomes. She caught it, unlike some of the Chiefs receivers, but she had too many steps. Once she made the catch, couldn't get stopped. All right, front court we go with it. Pelican for Johnson Brock with 90 seconds to go in the third. Device inside Ottoman. The defenders went by her. Oh, she dropped the ball. Recovered by Pelican. Ottoman was wide open but dropped the basketball. And the shot thrown up. No good there by Johnson Brock. By Knippelmeyer. Lechtenberg with the rebound. In trouble. Got it away finally to McKinley Shawley. Eagle fans wanted traveling on Lechtenberg. Now here's Gentry. Free throw line. They reach in. Grab it. Rips it away. DeCee. Back now. Out top with it. J.C. Wick. Midcourt circle with 52 seconds to go in the third. And she throws it over to Avery Sando, who is looking up the floor. And the ball sailed right by her out of bounds. Ball comes in with 50 seconds to go. Eagle ball. To the front, off the right side, it goes to Buckmeyer. Ottoman, high post, dribbles down, right side to Pelican. Lob into Ottoman. McKinley Schull moves in from behind her. They're playing in front and behind Ottoman, who is posted up. Held ball, this time stays on the Johnson Brock end. It will be Daly Pelican to inbound the basketball here. Pelican brings it in all the way out top. Give the ball to Ottoman, out near midcourt with the dribble. Passes left side. Ball knocked away from Pelican. Scramble it, recovered by Vice. And the Eagles reset with 15 seconds to go. Oh, J.C. Witt goes in, tries to slap at the ball, and Ottoman was dribbling it. J.C. Witt picks up her second, team foul number 3. I guess the way the fouls work out, you got one to burn there, but that's the third one in the quarter against the Irish. 36-24. The Irish headed down to 6 for a moment. Now it's 12. 8 on the clock. A long three off the front edge, off the foot of
Jones picked up by Johnson Brock, and the foul will go on D.C. Witt. Now she's got three. She gets two in a row. That shot was put up a good 6 feet behind the three-point line. Buckmeyer ended up with a loose ball rebound and gets fouled. Free throw up, no good. 3.8 seconds left in the quarter. Third quarter of our girls' game. The boys to follow 20 minutes after this one. Free throw up and got it. Rattles it home. And it's now a 13-point advantage for Johnson Brock. And the Irish will not get a shot off before our time expires. After three, Johnson Brock 37, Sacred Heart 24. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
37-24, Johnson Brock with the lead in our girls' game. Sacred Heart yet to shoot a free throw in this ball game. I have not had an attempt here so far. They got it down to 6 points there in the third quarter, but the Irish managed only 4 points in that third quarter. Daisy Witt with the basketball right side of the circle, now off to Sando. The Irish are going to have to go a little more urgency here on the offensive end. Inside Lechtenberg, she's doubled. Out to Sando for three, short off the rim. Rebound to Schull in the paint, blocked away by Ottoman. And the Irish will keep possession. But once again, it will be Irish ball. Bring it into the corner, 3 points for Sando, and right side up and good. She's got eight, her second triple of the night. And the lead is down to 10. 37-27. Ottoman, top of the key, throws over the top. Misfired to Buckmeyer. Taken away by Sando. Trapped in the corner, got it out of there. Off the floor with it are the Irish. Witt for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound picked up by Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer to Ottoman. Out of there to Barron. And Brooklyn Barron will be fouled by D.C. Witt. And that's going to be four on her. Three of them here in about a minute and a half of playing time on the clock. So Witt now has four fouls. And the Irish bench is extremely thin. Experience-wise, especially, Dorothy Krause comes in. She is a 5'6" sophomore, excuse me, a 5'6" freshman. Bring it up to Chloe Weiss for Johnson Brock. Weiss up the floor, gives the ball off. Buckmeyer dribbles into the paint. Cut off, throws the ball across the right side, and thinking about a triple is Brooklyn Barron. Instead, passes it away to Buckmeyer. Now left corner and a three-pointer up and good. That will be Natalie Knippelmeyer. Now with 16 in the ball game, and the lead is back up to 13 points, just that quick. McKinley Schull to the front. Down the lane she goes, and Buckmeyer, excuse me, it's Barron. Ottoman, excuse me, I get it right, with the block, and out of there with the basketball will come Knippelmeyer. Taking inside, Ottoman runs the floor, makes the catch, and off the glass, the kiss is good, and she's got seven, and the lead is now 15. Been 16 twice in the ball game. That was in the second quarter. Schull ahead to Sando on the right side. Back over to McKinley Schull, into the post. Lechtenberg just under the free throw line. Guarded there, gets away to Sando, misfires. Long rebound comes off to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer will give the ball up, and now Walker to court. Brooklyn Barons. 15-point advantage for Johnson Brock. Potterman with it to Weiss. Bully Weiss looks, hands the ball off, and with it is Knippelmeyer again. To Buckmeyer. To Weiss looking on the right side, tipped away by Schultz. Tipped away. Looked like Weiss might have touched that before it went over and back. The Irish fans thought so. Lob it inside. Ottoman with the catch and can't connect. Johnson Brock fans probably wanted to foul there. Ottoman takes away from Hallie Jones. Missed the shot. Coming out of there with the rebound, with the ball, is Shaker Hart. And now we've got a foul. Bring it up on Knippelmeyer. Her first, or rather her second, team foul number one of the half on Johnson Brock. Sitting down is Brooklyn and Buckmeyer. Back in is Daly Pelican for the Eagles. Bring the ball inbound in the backcourt. Witt back in there for the Irish. They need her shooting. Sando's got a couple of triples in the ball game. Stands out between the circles. Back it goes to Witt. Witt with it. Back the other way. Now working the ball around. And now coming up the floor with it, Avery Sander, the right side. Down to Witt. Stacy Witt holds it. Moves it. Back over to McKinley Shaw. Shaw puts it on the deck with the left hand. Out of there to Sander. Who's the open? Pass it up. Inside to Jones. Guarded by Ottoman. Back out Shaw for three. Got it. McKinley Shaw with her second long one of the night. And the lead is now 12 for Johnson Brock. To the front with the basketball. Barron drives. Hit the bottom of the rim with her shoot. It came right back to her. Gets it out of there. Ottoman top of the key. Three-pointer, no good, short, and it will be Irish basketball. The Irish look a bit winded here, as you expect they might be. Schull inbound the backcourt to Lechtenberg. Up the floor. Big Hart Jr. Pushed off the left forearm. Pelican. Went down like he'd been shot. It maybe wasn't quite that bad. But he did a good job. He got the forearm and she hit the deck. Really good call. Here comes Pelican the other way. Scott, bounce pass to the paint. Layup for Ottoman. Pelican with the assist. And it's a 14-point advantage for Johnson Brock girls. 3:40 left. Off the board come the Irish. With it, Shaw, right side. Looking against the defense, backing in, backing down, off to Jones. Gives it away to Witt, three ball, right side of the circle, got it. Witt, with nine, timeout, save their heart. Down by 11, we're back in 30 seconds. On Sunday, 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
This is Sunny 101.3.
An 11-point advantage for the Johnson Brock girls here in quarter number four. Just over 3 minutes left in this ballgame. I think it's 3:23. And I'll put the time back up on the clock after the timeout. All right. Eagle ball on their defensive end. Take Hart putting on some pressure. Bring it into Ottoman. Guarded by Avery Sandler. That's a mismatch in favor of the Eagles. Ahead, the ball goes to the front court. Now to Barron. Brooklyn digs it off to Weiss. Right back to Brooklyn. Barron. Pelican posts up down low against J.C. Wood, who plays with four fouls. Ottoman with 3:04 to go. They play catch. Skip it back out to the near corner, near midcourt with it. Brooklyn Barron's reset. Hangs onto the basketball near the midcourt circle. Sato guarding her, but not close enough to get a five count going. Barron just dribbling around, now fires one to Ottoman, right side, around a defender all the way to the hole, and a grab, probably McKinley Schill, I believe, on the foul. It is, that's her first foul of the ball game. Third foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. That's a shooting foul. Ottoman, first trip to the line in the ball game. Sacred Heart still without a free throw attempt in the ball game. Johnson Brock, 4 of now 12 in the ballgame, so not like they're beating the Irish up at the free throw line, but points. Second free throw, Kevin, for the 5'11" junior. It's up, it's good. And the lead is 12, 45-33. To the front court, Kevin the Irish, Daisy Witt, right side, cutting through Lechtenberg. Catches it on the wing, now dribbles in, double team. Needs help, gets away to Daisy Witt out here in midcourt. 2:18 and counting down here in the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock looking for their 14th straight win here tonight. Cross court, it goes now to Lechtenberg. Gentry is working. They switch off defensively. Ottoman puts her out here in midcourt. Lechtenberg moves out. Ottoman fell down. And we'll get a foul away from the ball on Brooklyn Barron. Her second. Team foul number 2 of the fourth quarter against Johnson Brock. Barron will check out. She leads at 7 points. Schill will inbound in front of her own bench to Hallie Jones. Get it away to Sando. Sando holds it. Looks. Moving to the free throw line. Down the lane. Bounce pass to Hallie Jones. Double team. Gets it away. Can't connect, and the rebound is grabbed up by Knippelmeyer. And the ball is knocked loose out of bounds off of Sacred Heart. McKinley Schill knocked it loose. Here comes Dorothy Krause into the ball game for the Irish. She'll check in there for Hallie Jones. All right, Sacred Heart on the defense. Full court pressure now into Ottoman. Device ahead up before it goes. Barron's all the way to the hole. Left hand up. No. Rebound out of bounds. We've got a ball off of who? Mr. Food. It's off the Irish. Okay, Johnson Brock basketball. Sorry about that. Chloe Weiss inbound. Chloe looking for a cutter. Into the paint, can't find anybody. Now bounce pass and down the lane, Buckmeyer. Contact, no whistle, lost the ball. Lechtenberg on the run, 4-on-3, drives in, up, short, no good, a lot of contact. Follow-up by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg ended up with a rebound out away from the bucket, got it, drove in, put it up. It's the lead of 10 for Johnson Brock. A minute 19 to go, Buckmeyer. Weiss nearly lost it too high on the pass. Timeout called by Johnson Brock. With a minute 16 to get a little helter-skelter here for Coach Atkinson. He says, let's settle this down. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
45-35, Sacred Heart trailing Johnson Brock here tonight at the Row Activity Center in Ball City. Boys game will follow 20 minutes after the conclusion of this one. Right around a 7:45 start possibly tonight for the boys. Well, we're ready to go here. Minute 16 remaining. Chloe Weiss will inbound for Johnson Brock. Ottoman posts up underneath, got a defender on her back, makes the catch, nice pass. Weiss with the excellent pass. Ottoman with a catch, screened her defender away, and lays it off the glass. The lead is 12 with 64 seconds to go. Schill, and the Irish dribbling around and passing, they can't do that. Joel down the lane, off her leg. It's picked up by Johnson Brock and a foul on Sacred Heart on McKinley Joel, trying to get that ball back. Foul number four of the quarter on the Irish. Next one will put Johnson Brock to the free throw line to shoot two. Bice inbound looking. And wanted to go for the home run, couldn't get it open. Bring the ball into Buckmeyer, shooting it to Bice. Bice up the floor, slows up, defenders run by. She'll hand it to Taryn Ottoman with 44 seconds to go. Out on the left sideline, can Knippelmeyer back. They're going to play catch, and the Irish coaches say go foul. Finally, McKinley Schull gets there and fouls. Her third, team foul number five of the quarter. The lead is 12 with 36 seconds to go. Taryn Ottoman half the line. Right now, it looks like the Irish are going to go through this game without a free throw attempt. Ottoman ready. One out of two at the line, has a dozen points in the ball game. Seven in the fourth quarter, missed that one. She'll have another one here. Ottoman gets ready. Junior sets. Hallie Jones back in for Crowell for Sacred Heart. We'll wrap up the story at the conclusion of this one, brought to you by Farm Bureau Service of Ball State and Auburn. Free throw won't go. Rebound to Lechtenberg. And the Eagles, as they've been all night, pressuring the ball up the floor. Oh, Jeffrey Lechtenberg got trapped by two defenders. Got a little frustrated and tried to shove one away with a forearm. And an offensive foul. Her fourth. No free throws, an offensive foul, of course. Krause in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Somebody's got to leave. Stacey Whip will leave for the Irish here. Buckmeyer to inbound for the Eagles. Bring it into Ottoman. Ottoman shoots and rolls it in. That gives her 14 of the ball game. 49-35, the lead 14 for the Eagles. Schull with it to Krause. 15 seconds to go. McKinley Schull, right side. Sando driving to the baseline, throws it up, and it won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Chloe Weiss. Five on the clock. The Irish say that's enough. Your final score, Johnson Brock, 49. Major Hart, 35, 49-35. The Johnson Brock Eagles get the win. They're 14th in a row. We'll be back and wrap up this score after just 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Row Activity Center. Our scoring wrap up. Stats are brought to you by Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Services of Fall City and Auburn. CJ Kuratosh, Arm Connect, secure future. Let them protect it. Scoring tonight for Sacred Heart, led by Gentry Lechtenberg with 12. DC Witt had 9 in the ball game. Avery Sato scored 8, and McKinley Schull had 6 in the ball game tonight. For Sacred Heart, the Irish did not shoot a free throw in the ball game. For Johnson Brock tonight, It is Natalie Knippelmeyer leading the way. I heard 16 points and 9 rebounds. Karen Ottoman had 14 points in the ballgame. She had 9 of those in the fourth quarter. Brooklyn Barons had 7. Daily Pelican, 4 off the bench, all at the free throw line. Brooklyn Buckmeyer with 1, 4 for Chloe Weiss, and 3 more for Lainey Knippelmeyer. It was a bad free throw night. Big Heart, 0 for 0. And it was legitimate. It wasn't that the ref missed a bunch of calls. They just didn't get fouled shooting. And Johnson Brock, when they got fouled the line, they went just 5 for 15 in the ball game. Their final score, 49-35. Johnson Brock girls now 14 wins in a row, 14-1 on the year. Big Heart now 13-3 on the season. Well, that's going to wrap up our girls game. The boys are out warming up. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in about 12 or 13 minutes with the boys game on Sunny 101.3.
Are you ready to kick off a healthier year? We've got the tips to make those New Year's resolutions stick. Tip 1, start small. Break down your big goals into achievable steps. Tip 2, buddy up. Grab a friend or family member to join you on your journey. It's more fun and motivating together. Tip 3, mix it up. Don't get bored. Try new activities to keep things exciting. Lastly, tip 4, celebrate wins. Acknowledge your progress and you'll be more likely to stay on track. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a healthier, happier New Year.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one.